As Congress wrangles over this country's finances, we hear talk about fiscal responsibility and shared sacrifice. Well, in Europe, from Greece to Portugal to the UK, the sacrifice is being felt on a wide scale as governments approve deep and deeply unpopular austerity measures. Gillian Tett, U.S. Managing Editor for the Financial Times, joins us to walk through what European countries are doing to try to get their fiscal house in order. Gillian Tett, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me on.
And let's talk about some of the common threads among these countries in Europe. And one of those threads is serious wage cuts for public sector employees.
Well, certainly this is a summer of austerity. And whether you're looking at a country like the UK, where there have been teachers on strike because of threatened cuts to the public pension programs, or Ireland, where there have been significant wage cuts for public sector employees, or Greece, where there's actually been riots. The unifying thread is that public sector workers are being asked to swallow some significant cuts. And the big question hanging over Europe right now is there enough social cohesion in society? Is there enough sense of shared sacrifice to ensure that these cuts are accepted in a way that creates political stability? Or are we at the beginning of a very nasty period of political instability?
And when we think about those cuts, not just cutting wages, but cutting a lot of jobs, too. I mean, in Britain, 500,000 public sector jobs are going to go away.
There's some very big cuts happening in the UK right now. To be honest, the real pain hasn't yet started to bite. But looking forward, the projections are pretty scary. What's perhaps surprising right now in the UK, though, is that there hasn't been more in the way of a public backlash. Yes, we've had strikes. Yes, there has been a lot of grumbling. But I think many people in the UK are basically still soldiering on, partly because the UK went through this type of belt tightening within folk memory back in the 1970s. And people remember that it was tough last time, but they actually got through it.
Now, of course, tax increases have become such a volatile issue in the debate here. Is that the case in Europe, too? Because a lot of these countries have put into place pretty sweeping tax hikes.
The debate in Europe is quite different because the idea of tax increases does not provoke quite such a visceral reaction from the right wing as it does in the US. And there's a pretty broad acceptance that if you're going to bring finances back into balance, you need to not only have spending cuts, but some form of tax increase as well. And of course, Europe tends to have higher taxes in many senses than America already. So there are tax increases coming. If you go around the City of London today, there's tremendous anger about the 50% tax on the highest earners in the UK. There are even higher rates on the continent. But there is more acceptance of the tax squeeze than the spending cuts.
And is the middle class immune to those tax increases, or are they part of the solution as well? Their taxes will be going up too.
The middle classes across the Eurozone are absolutely not immune to these tax increases or the wider spending squeeze. And they're taking the brunt of a lot of the pain right now. And if you go to a country like Ireland, which I know very well because a large part of my family lives there, and I was actually there just 10 days ago, the type of squeeze you hear about in terms of people's incomes, in terms of their daily lives, is really quite striking. I mean, I've got a cousin who works as a teacher and has seen his wages fall by 20% in the last 2 years. I've got another cousin who is now 50% underwater on her mortgage in Dublin and scrambling to make ends meet. And yet there is still a very strong sense of social consensus. That sense of social cohesion may not last at all. I mean, you could be moving to a much more fractious period going forward. But right now, Ireland does have social cohesion. The problem with a country like Greece, however, is the pressure has become so great that you can already see that cohesion fragmenting very dramatically.
Gillian Tett, U.S. Managing Editor for the Financial Times. She spoke with us from New York. Gillian, thank you very much.
Thank you.